My name is Becky Schnexer, and you're listening to the Expedition Schnexer Podcast. Thank you for joining this special season of the Expedition Schnexer podcast, all about Antarctica, preparation for the expedition itself, and what happens afterwards. All right, welcome back, my friends. It is November 1st, 2023. It is day three of the expedition. And today began with a flight from Buenos Aires to Ushuaia, Argentina, which is about 3 hours. And this was super exciting because this was the first flight of this expedition where I started running into and meeting in person the members of the expedition team. So if you recall, or if you've been with me for a little bit, this expedition is all about women in STEM careers and leadership roles, envisioning a future with women at the helm of leadership in STEM career pathways. And so all 88 women on this expedition are women leaders from around the world, literally all around the world, nearly every continent. And actually, we might have someone from every continent except for Antarctica, and that's where we're headed, which is absolutely fantastic. But the flight this morning was absolutely amazing. I think there were about 10 of us from this program, from this expedition, that met for the first time in person for this flight, which was absolutely amazing. And so we headed to Ushuaia, and that's the first airport that I've ever seen security with dogs that were literally on the belt where your luggage comes through. There was a dog that was trained in sniffing out narcotics. And so it was on the belt, just kind of hopping over bags, sniffing each one and doing his job, which was very, very interesting to see. of course, none of us in this expedition are guilty of trying to sneak in narcotics to Argentina. So none of our luggage was flagged. In fact, we didn't see anyone's luggage flagged. So that's good news on this flight. So the day, we had an open agenda today. Tomorrow starts the real boots on the ground, working, preparing for this expedition on the ship. So today we had an open agenda. And so I got to meet about 10 people on our flight that are in this expedition. And then when we got to our base camp, our hotel, Fueguino in Ushuaia, I got to meet so many more of the women, but it's not even a fraction. My gosh, it's the smallest fraction of the 88 women that I'm going to be spending the next almost month on board a ship to Antarctica. But absolutely every one of them so far, and I presume every single one of them, are going to just be the most amazing women. But there were a small group of us, four of us, that went for quite a walk around Ushuaia today. We enjoyed lunch at a beautiful place that was kind of it was a few flights of stairs up on a hill, which was very, very cool. So where I'm from, very flat. I'm not used to elevation changes, not used to, just basically elevation changes. And here in Ushuaia, there are the most unbelievable, majestic mountain ranges, snow-covered mountain ranges that are the backdrop for the city. And it's absolutely beautiful. Every block or so, you're either going up or going down in elevation, and it's just absolutely amazing. So I'm getting used to that, which is, you know, it's all new, but it's a new expedition, new challenges every single day and every single moment, which has been absolutely exciting. So Ushuaia is a really cool, small town. It's definitely a touristy town. There's shops everywhere, but the people are just amazing. Our taxi driver earlier recommended a seafood restaurant that I think we're going to try and check out tonight, which is exciting. But we've seen one of those typical, you see these in touristy towns, but it's the name of the city in big letters that you can take your photo with. And of course, we did that with the Ushuaia sign. We went down to the water. There's so many different types of ships. There's Navy ships, sailing boats, expedition ships, luxury ships. They are any type of ship you could possibly want, I can almost guarantee you, you'll see at least one here in Ushuaia, which was super exciting, seeing lots of seabirds. We saw some seagrass washed up on the shore, which was very cool. It's pretty cold here, I would say maybe 5 degrees Celsius at the most, so 40 degrees and below is what we are. I know that's gonna be nothing compared to what it is on this expedition, but it's a good kind of ease into these cooler temperatures, which is very exciting. We actually had a couple dogs following us around as we walked around town today. We saw lots of chocolate shops. There's one that I've got my eye on. The chocolate is actually made right here in town, and they have the cutest three-dimensional penguins that sit up and look at you. They're super, super cool. So I am sure that I'll go back and take advantage of the local chocolatier. And there's also, oh my gosh, I can't believe I almost forgot to tell you about this. There is a local artisan market right down by the water, a beautiful single-story building, and the outside has local just kind of street art decorating it and signs to welcome you in. But inside there are booths and booths and booths of local artisans of all kinds of different genres. I saw watercolor art, leatherworks, metalworks, needlework. There was a woman from the Andes who uses alpaca fur to create mittens and hats and these little purses in the shapes of llamas, which I thought, or alpacas, which was absolutely wonderful. I was just enamored by the talent and just talking to these local people with such amazing talent. I am certain that we'll get some souvenirs there because when I go on expedition, I'm always on the look for local things that I can take home, especially if they're made by local people, local artisans. And so stumbling upon this little place was just absolutely amazing. I really, really enjoyed it, especially getting a chance to talk to local artisans about their work and what inspires them and how they, you know, where they've grown up and what brought them to this season of their life was just absolutely amazing. Right outside of the artisan market, I met my very first emperor penguin. Of course, it was not alive, but it was a beautiful piece of art to scale. So I'm sure I'll be posting photos of that. But, you know, my first penguin. And all of this wrapped up with a meal. I had a potato tortilla, tortilla de papas, which is so, so good. If you've never had tortilla de papas, you have to look it up. You have to find someone who can make it for you because it's delightful. I love it. It's classic South American, kind of Spanish flavor meal. And that's what I had with some vegetables, some verduras, which was absolutely, absolutely great. So that's what's happening today. Tomorrow, the big work happens. I will meet all 88 women on this expedition. We'll be preparing, we'll be setting our cultural norms and just preparing for what life is going to be like for 3 weeks on a ship out to sea all together with just these women to rely upon, which I am very much looking forward to. I've never been on an expedition with only women. And so this is definitely one that I've been looking forward to for a very, very long time. And I cannot wait to meet everyone tomorrow and hear their stories and learn about their amazing work and see what we can do together to envision a future with women at the lead of STEM career pathways. So my friends, until next time, until tomorrow, I will catch you on the flip side.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Expedition Schnexer. I hope you tune in next time.